This is difficult, Sergeant. Oh, for heaven's sake, stop trying on those sideburns. This is serious.
Sorry, sir. The note says to meet him outside the Hippodrome at midnight. He goes into quite a long etymological analysis of both middle and Hippodrome, so it's definitely from him.
And if I don't go?
He's got Twitten and Mrs. Groynes as his hostages, sir.
Does he say where?
Well, of course he doesn't say where.
Blast. Well, Twitten's a fully trained policeman. He can look after himself.
Oh, sir.
Well, I don't know. This is like a bad dream. I mean, you surely appreciate how unfair this is, Brunswick. He's going to kill me. He's going to kill me for something I didn't actually do.
Yes, but you're happy for everyone else to think you did do it, sir.
Well?
Your entire reputation rests on it, after all. The film, the radio talks, that little limited edition Staffordshire statuette.
I know that.
And you didn't not do it, sir.
And what does that mean?
I mean, sir, that, as I recall, on the day of the massacre, I came to you and said something big was happening. Diamond Tony had called a meet at the clock tower.
Oh, yeah.
I said there would never be a better moment to get these blokes and bang them up for firearms transgressions.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I also said Brighton was a tinderbox gang-wise.
You're coming out of this recollected sequence of events suspiciously well, Brunswick. So you saw it all coming, did you?
I am cursed with a Cassandra-ish ability to foresee disaster, sir. It is my burden as well as my gift. I also remember things with extraordinary clarity. Thus, we were on our way to Middle Street when you stopped for a small bag of peppermint humbugs and noticed that Luigi's was doing Knickerbocker Glory, sir. Mrs. Groynes had told you how delicious they were.
Good heavens.
And that Luigi would offer an enormous discount if the entire operational division visited en masse on any Saturday afternoon in June.
I resent and refute this version of events. Nothing like that was in the film.
It's 8:30, sir.
All right.
Twitten can't look after himself. Sir.
Well, let's go out. I don't know why, but I suddenly fancy a humbug.
Oh.
So, what's your plan, then?
I don't know what you mean.
I heard you adumbrate to Auntie that you had a plan. Adumbrate from the same root as umbrella, the Latin for shade. Quite shady in here.
No, it's not so much a plan, Brian, more a way of passing the time. It was just that I was thinking about your nickname, Brian the Brain. I've been saying to dear Mrs. Goynes that it must be a burden as well as a gift. People must expect you to know everything, and no one knows everything.
I know more than you.
Yes, I expect so, but I was just saying to Mrs. Goynes that if we only had a dictionary...
Which I have.
Crikey, that's a big one. Well... we could have a little test.
Test of what?
Etymology, of course.
You're joking. You've got to be joking.
Mrs. Goynes could pick the words. We'd each have a go. Best of 15. If I win, I go free and you go back to Broadmoor. If you win, you get to kill the inspector and I'll even help you. I should warn you, however, I am known within police circles to be ever so clever. Oh, there he goes.
What's the time, Auntie?
It's 9-ish, dear.
Oh, too late. I've got a lot of honing to do.
From the old English word for stone. Oh, what a shame. I thought Mrs. Groynes could adjudicate. From the Latin, judex, a judge. Groin, from the old French for...
Pig snout.
Oh, charming.
Pig snout indeed.
I wish they'd stop doing that.
Well, you chose to hide in here, Brian. We didn't.